All right, thank you first of all to Danzar Cuauhtemoc for blessing the space in honor of Oscar Grant and all people taken stolen from us by law enforcement. Greetings everybody, and thank you for joining us on this ever important first day in court for BART officer, former BART officer, Johannes Mercel, however you say is miserable, Johannes Messerly. We are the Los Angeles Coalition for Justice for Oscar Grant, and we stand here today representing every diverse corner of Los Angeles and beyond in a unified force demanding justice for Oscar Grant and demanding that Officer Messerly be convicted of murder for this brutal execution of Oscar Grant. We stand in full support of Oscar's mother and family, of his daughter, girlfriend, and friends who've had to suffer through this terrible loss for the past year. We stand side by side with our Oakland brothers and sisters who rose up for Oscar Grant from the very minute he was murdered and remain standing strong through all the harassment, false arrests, and brutality brought down by the Oakland PD during the ensuing protests and since then. We understand full well that this case was moved from Oakland to Los Angeles with the hopes that this murderous officer would have an easier chance to get acquitted, as though we in LA do not understand the gravity of this case, that this is possibly the most important case our generation has faced. But we are here today to declare that we will not tolerate government-sanctioned brutality and murder in our communities, no matter where it is, Los Angeles, Oakland, or anywhere around the world. Oscar's case is not an isolated incident. There is not a nationwide epidemic of police brutality that any person in communities of color or poor areas can attest to. It's also part and parcel to worldwide acts of warfare being waged by our government, whether being committed by local police officers in our neighborhoods, by military, or even by organizations like Blackwater. To the people of Los Angeles, this is a call to all of our brothers and sisters to stand up in defense of not only Oscar Grant and his family, but of all our friends and family and brothers and sisters, mothers and daughters, who have died or under this oppression or live daily under these oppressive conditions in our communities. This is not just a one-day protest. This is the beginning of a movement. I assure you we will not stop until Johannes Messerly is behind bars where he belongs, until true justice for Oscar Grant is brought forth, until all victims of police brutality and murder are brought to justice. This is only the beginning. Please join us, help this movement to grow, and help Oscar Grant get the justice he so righteously deserves. And I guarantee you, we will not stop until we see that justice. Thank you. My name is Age Patterson. It's A-I-D-G-E, last name P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. I'm a representative of the Los Angeles Coalition for Justice for Oscar Grant. And we would like to, we have a full press conference of speakers. Is the next one gonna be, we have a representative from the family here yet, or Keisha? All right, we don't have a representative from Oscar Grant's family here right now as of this point, but what we do have is a lot of speakers, including family members of other people who've been stolen by the by police in Los Angeles, as well as organizations who are helping to organize both here and in Oakland. We're going to start off with the first speaker being Keisha Brunston, who is the auntie of DeAndre Brunston, who was murdered in Compton in 2003. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. I'm here to support the Oscar Grant family because not only Oscar Grant, but DeAndre was also gunned down in Compton. I'm here to support all the people of Oakland who stood up for what's going on. I'm here to demand justice, and they brought the case here because, like all the rest of the cases, the police have just walked away. We're here to ask everybody at home that's watching to come out and support us downtown LA to help that the family of Oscar Grant can get the justice that he deserves, and for all the other victims that's out there, the stolen lives is out there, and there have been no type of situation where the cop has even gone to jail. We're here to support the family and ask that we do get the justice that Oscar Grant and the DeAndres need. Thank you.
Alright, next to the microphone will be Senora Porfiria Rivera, the mother of Carlos Rivera, who was murdered last year by LAPD. Okay. And she will have a translation from Kelly.
Good ¿Quieren que le diga lo que dice?
So I'm going to read a quick statement by Margarita.
We got to lower it.
Would it be better if they use the Bomar, or is that bad?
No, don't use
the Bomar. No, just...
There
you go.
Now, where are you now?
So I'm going to go ahead and read a statement both in Spanish and English, written by Margarita Rivera. By Margarita Rivera, who is Carlos Rivera's sister, and this is Ms. Porfira Rivera, the mother of Carlos Rivera, who was killed by Newton LAPD Division. El mayo del 2008, Carlos Rivera fue balaceado y asesinado por oficiales del Departamento de Policía de Los Ángeles, División Newton. Me siento muy mal desde entonces. Tenemos que hacer justicia. Mi hermano Carlos quería ser un oficial de policía, pero fue asesinado por oficiales del departamento de la División Newton. Le quitaron la vida y lo que hicieron fue una injusticia y exigimos y demandamos que paren de matarnos. So, Carlos Rivera was 17 years of age and about to complete high school. On May 17, 2008, Carlos Rivera was shot and killed by officers from the LAPD Newton Division. I feel horrible since then. We need to make justice. My brother Carlos wanted to become a police officer, but officers from the LAPD Newton Division took his life. What they did was an injustice, and we demand that they stop killing us. And I repeat, this is written by Margarita, who is Carlos Rivera's sister. And this is Porfira Rivera, the mother of Carlos Rivera, who was assassinated by the police from the Newton Division. ¿Quieres compartir algo?
Bueno, yo he venido aquí ya que paren de matar.
I'm here so that they can stop killing us.
Pues que ya no sigan eso, matando a la gente de inocente. No es el primero, mis hay más personas, también le quitan la vida.
And so that they stop killing other innocent people, and this is not the first person that's been assassinated by police.
All right, next up, we have Jubilee Shine, who is a representative from the Coalition for Community Control Over the Police.
Justice for Oscar Grant, stop killer cops. We stand in support of the family of Oscar Grant and their demand for justice for the conviction of the maniac killer cop who took Oscar's life. We do not accept the "I thought it was my taser" charade. All hail the Oakland freedom fighters who by their actions secured the arrest and the murder charge against miserable Meserly. We know that moving the trial out of Oakland into Judge Perry's LA court is designed to protect him from conviction. We know that Judge Perry was an accomplice to the cover-up of the local LAPD Rampart crash terrorist police. We know that while an Oakland cop is being tried in Los Angeles by the Oakland District Attorney, there are many killer cops in LA that are not being tried by the Los Angeles District Attorney, and we demand justice for their victims too. We know that the next cop that gets convicted of murder in California will be the first one, so we have no confidence in the court to end police brutality and to keep us safe. We support the fundamental human right of self-defense against anyone that would harm our community, whether or not they're wearing a uniform. We uphold, like Malcolm said, if they put their hands on you, take them off the planet. But we are disciplined, and we know that talking bad about your enemy is not the same as fighting him, and protesting is not a strategy. We must organize the community to take power in every way possible. The police cannot be allowed to operate above the law and outside of the control of the community. We must have all elected, all civilian police control boards with all power over the police in all aspects at all levels. We know that police terror is connected to a broke economy and a failed system, but we also know that nobody else will solve our problems for us, that we must unite across all lines and struggle to defend our communities in every direction. We say unite the many and defeat the few. Justice for Oscar Grant and stop killer cops.
Right, next on the microphone, we have from an organization called KMB, we have Bamboo.
Morning, my name is Bamboo, B-A-M-B-U, on behalf of Kabataan Makabayan, KMB Pro People Youth. KMB Pro People Youth strongly condemns the unwarranted execution of Oscar Grant by Officer Mezerly and the subsequent violent reaction taken by police in response to public demonstrations. This is not an isolated incident or even one confined to this country. The ruling class regards the lives of people of color and the working class to have less value than the ground on which we stand. This way of thinking allows authoritarian violence to persist as a constant norm, while revolts against such repression are thought of as threats to peace. Sadly, Oscar Grant's case is not unique. The conventional nature of death underlines the importance of this case. With the global war of terror, generations of black and brown youth around the world have been slain by American bullets, all in the name of keeping order. We know that the true purpose of law enforcement is to enact the ruling class's will of private interest over the will of the public, which oftentimes means fatal consequences. The unquestioned right of authorities to kill working class people of color, not just apparent in the murder of Oscar Grant by BART police forces, but in the history of U.S. police action worldwide. In the Philippines, we have fought against Western imposed repression, torture, imprisonment, and genocide for centuries, and will continue to do so here alongside people with similar histories and exploitation. KMB supports the people's right to demand justice and accountability on those that exploit their positions of authority to victimize the community. This is not just about civil rights, this is about human rights. The right to be black and brown without the fear of being oppressed, exploited, or murdered by the very institutions sworn to protect and serve. No longer will we, as people of color, be divided amongst each other. We can no longer sit idly by while our brothers and sisters at home and abroad are murdered in the name of profits and progress. No longer will individuals who carry out murderous deeds of private interest be allowed to operate with impunity. We will not be defined by tragic loss, but by victory in this case, and the people's struggle for peace based on justice. We are all Oscar Grant. Thank you.
All right, and the next speaker that we have coming up is Che from the Black Riders Liberation Party.
I am Comrade Sergeant Che from the Black Riders Liberation Party. We fully support the Oscar Grant family. We would demand that the law be changed. We feel that this dirty pig cop should be penalized by death under capital punishment. We do not believe in allowing enemies to be prosecuted by their colleagues. This cop is an employee of this racist judicial system, and they will not bring justice to him, so we cannot depend on cops to bring justice to other dirty cops. You know, we must defend ourselves. We have a constitutional right to defend ourselves against these racist pigs that continue to terrorize us and our communities. We have a right to bear arms and defend ourselves in armed struggle. All power to the people.
All power to the people.
Damn.
And we saw the people in Oakland rise up, and we know that that was right. And now it is our responsibility in Los Angeles to carry on the fight for justice. We are all Oscar Grant. Todos somos Oscar Grant.
And more important, protest and rebellion is the only reason the cop was charged, the only reason there is a chance for justice for Oscar Grant. There was no reason to move the trial. Protest is legal and protest is necessary, and it was righteous what people did. Why have the powers gone to such great lengths to deny justice?
Because their whole system rests on the violent suppression of the people, black and oppressed people in particular. And it points to the cold truth that brutalizing, terrorizing, and yes, murdering oppressed people, especially black people, is what the police are supposed to do. And not to protect and serve, but to keep people down. The whole damn system is guilty, El maldito sistema entero es culpable.
Thousands of people, many right here in LA, have been murdered by the police. In fact, this happens every day. But what does not happen every day is for a cop to be charged with murder. Messerly is the first cop in known history in California to be charged with murder committed while on duty.
All the people in LA who want to see an end to the police blowing away black and brown youth need to take up this battle from our sisters and brothers in Oakland and spread it far and wide. It's an urgent need for all of us here and many, many others who hear about this today to step up to this challenge and be a part of the resistance to convict Johannes Messerly of murder and win justice for Oscar Grant.
Yeah.
This resistance can and must be a part of a new revolutionary movement aimed at getting rid of a system that requires and unleashes murdering cops to enforce the whole setup. A revolutionary movement fighting for a new society and the emancipation of all humanity.
What's your name? What's your name?
Nicole Lee.
Go with the mic. Just get in front of the microphone and give us your name.
My name is Reiko Redman. I'm from Berkeley Revolution Books, and this is Nicole Lee from Revolution Books, Libros Revolucion, here in LA. And we're saying it is up to all of us who want to see a different world to join together and fight for justice for Oscar Grant. And more of that, you know, imagine if people were no longer fighting each other and were instead fighting the system together. Imagine if young black and Latino people weren't crammed into prisons, weren't sent over to kill people in Afghanistan and Iraq, but instead were working together to build a new society, applying their creative energies, and if they were no longer demonized and feared.
So we say, fight the power and transform the people for revolution, lucha contra el poder y transformar al pueblo para la revolución. Gracias. Okay, Nicole Lee, N-I-C-O-L-E-L-E-E, and Reiko Redmond, R-E-I-K-O-R-E-D-M-O-N-D-E.
Thank you. All right, up next we have Kayla from Anak Bayan, L.A.
My name is Kayla De Los Reyes, capital D-E. Capital L-O-S, capital R-E-Y-E-S. Anak Bayan, Los Angeles stands in solidarity with Oscar Grant, his family, and all victims of police murder and brutality. As a youth organization, Anak Bayan, Los Angeles recognizes that youth of color are especially vulnerable to violent attacks by police and law enforcement officials because of the state's overarching criminalization of youth of color to feed the prison industrial complex. This multi-million dollar industry fills its pockets as young people waste away behind bars. The extreme excessive use of force is repeated over and over again in the hundreds of cases we see caught on camera and posted on YouTube, and thousands more are undocumented. Our communities are suffering as a result of the state's brutality. It is a violence that is depriving our youth of education by pushing tuition fees through the roof and doling out our taxpayer money to bail out the most undeserving, greedy few at the top. We cannot allow these injustices to go unpunished. In the Philippines, our sisters and brothers are experiencing the reality of uncontrolled, state-sponsored violence, torture, abduction, and killings of thousands of innocent civilians under President Arroyo's U.S.-sponsored totalitarian regime. As we fight to punish Ampatuan Jr. and his cronies for the most heinous pre-election massacre of up to 64 people in Maguindanao, we also vow not to let California's government get away with murder. Anak Bayan demands justice for Oscar Grant, justice for all victims of corrupt government. Maki baka!
Wag matakot!
Wag matakot!
Maki baka!
My brothers and sisters, this means dare to struggle. Do not be afraid. Thank you.
Your name, please, once again, and affiliation.
Kayla De Los Reyes, capital D-E, space capital L-O-S, space capital R-E-Y-E-S, and I am with Anak Bayan Los Angeles of Bayan USA. Thank you.
Up next, we have a brother coming up representing from Oakland. He's been part of the movement that's been going on since the beginning of the year, Hannibal Sakur.
Peace, what's going on, everybody? So I came out here yesterday from Oakland to represent down here in Southern California and to connect and to collaborate and to network with all the people that are working for justice and peace in our communities in L.A., for all of the people that are struggling against police terrorism. I was overwhelmed with enthusiasm at the opportunity to come down here and connect with folks as we have a serious police terrorist problem in Northern California. And I'm completely aware that the situation is the same here in Southern California. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to connect and build with a brother named Taco from the Riders. And so part of this opportunity was to stand in solidarity with all of the work that they're doing out here. And right now I want to give them a shout out and recognize that the Bay Area is standing in solidarity with that work.
Black power.
And also I want to let it be known some of the issues that we've dealt with in trying to organize around this case. Now, those of you who don't know all of the details, this brother was killed while the police were calling him a bitch-ass nigger. The police terrorist who killed this brother called him a bitch-ass nigger 3 times. Okay? So we understand that this was a hate crime orchestrated by the biggest gang in America, the police. We understand that fully well. So we have come to address that issue. Now, a lot of you may not also know that the only reason they put charges on this pig is because the community rebelled in outrage. On first becoming aware of this case and seeing the video of the lynching in public on the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, the community was outraged. Young people took to the streets. They marched. They didn't wait for permits. They hit the streets, there was some police cars set on fire, and there was a lot of police terrorism and repression as a result. From the rebellion, the phenomenon got disciplined into organized marches. And out of those marches, the pigs and their system of corrupt laws and courts decided that they needed to make an example out of Meserly as some form of token justice for our community to pacify the outrage and righteous action that was happening in the streets of Oakland. Now, you may not be aware, but I'm here to let you know that it was singly the consequence of collective community action that this police officer ever got charges in the first place. If we leave it up to them, they will never prosecute themselves for murdering us day in and day out. So I came with one message. If I can only get this one message across to you, that's it is on us to make justice happen. It is on us to take our lives into our own hands and determine the fate of our communities. The days of being able to depend and trust in the police department have never existed. They haven't passed. They never existed in the first place. Young people today are fully aware that the police have never in the history of their existence been accountable to us, our communities, or our lives. And today is a momentous occasion because we have the ability to connect the struggles of a whole coast into one formation. And that's what you see here today. All of these people that have come from different places to build on these issues. We understand that Oscar Grant is not an isolated occasion. We understand that there are thousands of Oscar Grants. We understand that the police probably take out another Oscar Grant every day. We understand that it will not stop until we put it to an end, until we come together and collectively wield the power to get these terrorists out of our communities.
Teach.
Now, if you should know one thing, is that we are in solidarity. All of those of you people working in LA for justice, for peace, for our young people, for our future, for our communities, you should know that we extend open arms to you from the Bay Area, from San Francisco, from Richmond, from Oakland, from Berkeley, and from wherever else we hail from. We're all coming together for one reason. This is a movement. We come together around this case because it is the most clear, the most present, the most ridiculous example of why we need to come together. That is the importance of the case of Oscar Grant, is that we can see on film a public lynching of our brother, and we can recognize the importance of us coming together and building on that. And so you should all know down here, we're watching up there, and we have spots if y'all want to come up there and build. We're working on political education. We're going to be back and forth down here. Also, to make a point that because this case was moved, we recognize that there is a great possibility that it could be moved again. And it would be moved again because of demonstrations like this, where we show them the potential of our collective action. And it is a direct threat to their hegemony and terrorism and domination of us. And when they recognize, when they begin to lose the holds of control of dominating our communities, they're in danger. So look at yourselves and look around at the comrades around you. Build with them. Because if you're looking for justice, it's standing right next to you. It's not going to be in this court. It's not going to come from a so-called peace officer, where the only peace they know is the one they pull out to shoot us in the back when we're laying face down on the ground, unarmed, like Oscar Grant. All power to the people who don't fear freedom.
All power to the people.
My name is Hannibal Shakur. That's H-A-N-N-I-B-A-L Shakur, S-H-A-K-U-R. And I'm representing Oakland. I'm not representing the organization because I represent a community. And I represent a federation of communities that are in solidarity with the Federation of Communities down here in Southern California. And we're all together. And you can look forward to building with us as we're going to look forward to building with y'all.
The next speaker coming up is Mike from the Youth Justice Coalition and Free LA High School.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael Murray. I'm a youth organizer at the Youth Justice Coalition. I stand here before you in support of Oscar Grant, in support of all the youth that do not have a voice, all the youth that have suffered in this unjust system. I come to you today to let you guys know, to ask you guys, is this a just system? I believe not. 2 days ago, I was here in court support of two young men, ages 14 and 16, Stephen Menendez and Jose Garcia, sentenced to 50 years to life for a crime they did not commit. This is not just. We see this every day. We see young people of color, people all around California, all around the world, being criminalized for things they did not do, being criminalized or being killed for things they had no control over. We need to stop these killer cops. We need to stop this unjust system. Everything that happens in our community affects us, whether or not it's directly towards you or it's not. It's just sad to see how so many police officers get away with blocking up our youth, killing our youth, killing people of color, in general, just using their power in an unjust way. We come to you to ask and to tell the DA that this is not correct. This is not just. We will not stop until justice is found for all of us. Thank you.
The next speaker we have coming up is another brother from Oakland who's been working on the movement up there, Shango.
Peace. My name is Shango Abiola. I see some of the elders here. I'd like to ask them for permission to speak. And on behalf of the Commemoration Committee for the Black Panther Party and all the comrades down here in Los Angeles, we stand in solidarity with all the organizers, all the people of color, and all oppressed people in general. We understand that police terrorism is not just a matter of people abusing their physical power, but is reflective of the economic crisis that we have here in this country. And we realize, like many other speakers here said before, that this problem is not just going to go away. It can't be left in the hands of the people who are in control, because in my opinion and opinion of a lot of organizers here, they're the reasons we're in this predicament. I stand in solidarity with my comrade Hannibal. I stand in solidarity with a coalition of people that came down here from Oakland. I was born in Oakland, California, and I represent not only all of the people of my organization, but the communities I stand in solidarity with. But what I want to emphasize is I represent the youth who I see are out here. And if people need to people don't necessarily realize that the reason that the rebellions happened was because the youth organized in the streets. The youth got out there and realized the night that it happened, my slave name was Oscar. So about 20 people called me on the phone just asking to see if I was all right. And I see a lot of people out here talking about saying, I am Oscar Grant. Now what I want to emphasize that means to us as organizers and us who consider ourselves revolutionaries, that means that that could have happened to any one of us. It may have seemed random to some people, but it was an act of terrorism against the African community. And I stand in solidarity with everyone who wants to correct this problem on a fundamental grassroots level and not just some bullshit in front of the camera type of show. I stand in support of not only the Black Riders Liberation Party and all organizations that really want real change within not only the African community, not only the Latino community, but all oppressed communities across the world. So I stand here and I leave you with the greetings of the ancient Kemetic tongue in peace. That is Hotep, but more importantly, I greet you and I leave you with the war cry of Sutek, which means black power. All power to the people. Shango Abiola, Shango Abiola. Ashe.
We have only a few more speakers left, so the next speaker coming up is Rachel Jackson, a sister from the Oakland Assembly Coalition for Justice for Oscar Grant.
My name is Rachel Jackson, RachelJacksoN. I'm with the Oakland Assembly, which is the Oakland Coalition for Justice for Oscar Grant. Can you all hear? We need a bullhorn or something? So my name is Rachel Jackson, and I'm here on behalf of the Oakland Assembly, which is the Oakland Coalition for Justice for Oscar Grant. And we're here today to support the family of Oscar Grant and to support the family of all of the young men who were with Oscar Grant on that day. Because in addition to the murder of Oscar Grant was the assault and terrorization and brutalization of seven other young men. And the police who did that have yet to be disciplined. They're still on the force. They're on paid leave. Nothing has happened to them. And we want to make sure that there's justice for all of the young men who were there on New Year's Day and for all victims of police abuse and misconduct. We also are here because we have to tell the truth about facts like that, about how many victims there were and what really happened on that platform. Because the media, some of the media don't know what happened, and some of the media don't know. They know, but they're not telling. and we're here to tell the truth about what happened that night. We're also here in solidarity of victims, of all victims of police abuse, especially those whose abuse, murder, and other forms of misconduct by police were not caught on videotape. We know this happens every day. We know this was not the first time, it will not be the last. And we are here in solidarity not only with the family of Oscar Grant and all of the young men on the platform, but with all victims of police abuse. And finally, we're here to demand justice for Oscar Grant. And as people stood up in Oakland to say just no more, to say no more Oscar Grants, we want no more Oscar Grants in Oakland, no more in Los Angeles, no more in California, in the United States, or anywhere in the world. First, on the question of support, we're here to support the families because we know that day in and day out, police get away with murder because they hire firms like Michael Raines, who's up there right now, who defended the Oakland rioters, who got dozens of people put in prison because police lied and planted drugs on him, because there are firms and machines and police unions that defend these crooked police officers, these occupying officers, that, and the families need support. The families need support when they go up against this. And there's, you know, there's a whole machine, not to mention the justice system itself, but attorneys like Michael Raines who defend these people. And we're here to support the family in the face of that. We are also here to support all the other young men who had to lose their best friend. And not only did they lose their best friend, but they had to watch it. And they had to watch him die. And they had to hear his last words. They had to see blood and smoke coming out of his chest. And after that, young men were like family, and they were young men of all different colors. They were mixed, they were African, African American, they were Latino, they were Asian, they were white. There was a multiracial family celebrating New Year's, and they were on the train because it was supposed to be safer. They told people, don't go out because people are gonna drink and drive. Take the train, you'll be safer. And this is what happened to them. And these young men, not only did they have to see their friend die like that, but they got thrown on the ground. They were in handcuffs. They were detained. They were kept in handcuffs for hours in the back of police cars while their friend was dying, while their best friend was dying. Ambulances didn't come for a long time. The police spent all of their time taking away people's cameras. They spent their time taking away the evidence and getting the train to leave. They would have taken that woman's camera. They wanted her camera, and just in time, the train closed the doors and it left. They successfully got rid of the witnesses, but they didn't get them all. And the one woman who came forward, and she broke the story while everybody else was covering it up, from the BART police station, from the BART police, the transit, the whole transit system, to the police department, the district attorney, the mayor's office, and on up to the attorney general.
Tell the story, sister.
We are here to tell the truth about what happened because we fear that if all that Los Angeles knows is the little snippet that, oh, there was a fight on the train and a cop shot somebody, it's going to be like any other case, and we want people to know the truth. we're finally here in support of the families because this is traumatic. And we as a community, we have to bear this burden together. And we have to bear witness to this trial. And we have to make sure that the district attorney pursues this case with every resource that it has and every resource that it's using to pursue the cases of every person who has come in on a bus today, everybody who's come in on a sheriff's bus, everybody who's parked out in that parking lot or took the train or walked in here to get sent to jail or sent to prison today. We want those resources used to put that cop in jail.
We are the resources.
And that's right, and we are that resource, and that is what we're doing here. The couple of particular points also that may have already been shared, but that I want to underscore are that this was not just a murder, it was also a hate crime. What some of the last words that Oscar Grant heard was a police calling him a bitch ass nigger. And that, those were some of the last words that he heard. And nobody's, they're not talking about that. They're not talking about that. And we want people to know that not only is that one of the last things he heard, but the police officer who said it before he knocked him down, he is on the force today. And nothing has happened to him yet. All the young men, the idea that there was some big melee on the BART platform, it's not true. All of the young men were cooperating. They were all sitting down. They were sitting down and they were either handcuffed already, they were about to be handcuffed, or they had their hands up and they were pleading with the officers to please don't tase them, please let them go. They were all cooperating, they were doing what they were supposed to be doing. They were not resisting in any way. And there was no fight to be broken up. So this idea that the officers waded into some riot and broke up a fight is simply not true. There was no fight to break up at that point. Finally, we're here in LA because we're all in solidarity with this community, with the whole community of California. Many of us organized against the beating of Rodney King in 1992 and the not guilty verdict then. And we're here again, and we'll keep coming back. No more. No more murders at the hands of racist police. No more beatings. No more profiling. No more harassment and intimidation. And no more lying. And no more walking when the police get caught. And we're here to say to Johannes Messerli and all the officers who have not yet been disciplined, that you can run to Los Angeles, you can run to San Diego, you can run to Crescent City, you can run to Kern County, you can run to Texas, you can run to New York, and we will be there. We will be there because you can run, but you cannot hide from justice. We want justice for Oscar Grant, all of his family and friends, and all victims of police abuse. Thank you. Rachel Jackson. I'm with the Oakland Assembly, which is the Justice for the Oakland Coalition for Justice for Oscar Grant.
Thank you. The next speaker is from two organizations. It's A Time for Real Change and Ceasefire, and her name is Donna.
Good morning. We're out here standing justice for Oscar Grant, just not for Oscar Grant. For Devin Brown and DeAndre. I am a gang intervention worker, and it's hard for us to save lives when we have officers killing us at the same time. And I stand before you and everybody from the Bay Area and all around the world. We all have to take it upon ourselves to look around and see who's around and killing who. We need to stand up and reach out and talk to our youth and our police officers so the killing must stop around the world. And I say to all of us, we need to go to God and ask him to protect all of us in the United States of America. Thank you.
I'd also like to remind all the media that family members of Oscar Grant are up in the courtroom right now, and they will be coming down to give a statement and let everybody know what happened afterwards. We have a couple more speakers. The next person up is another sister from Oakland. Her name is Noelle Andrade, and she's part of Anarchist Black Cross Federation.
Actually, I'm from Los Angeles, but I am in solidarity with everyone from Oakland. My name is Noelle Andrade. I'm from the Anarchist Black Cross Federation Chapter of LA, a political prisoner support group. And I just have here a poem that I wrote dedicated to the memory of Oscar Grant and the movement here that's organizing for justice on his behalf. And this poem's called, How Many More? How many more youth of color have to be lynched before the people wake up and know it's time to resist? How many more brothers and sisters will we let them take before we realize every single one of us is at stake? How many more children's lives have to be stolen before we see that a genocide has been unfolding? How many wars will be waged on us with our money and time? All survival instincts are screaming, where is your mind? Why do we hold on to this distorted perception of America as a land free from oppression? So we voted in Obama, and what the fuck did we get? Broken promises of change and many more dead. So many have faith in the system, and I ask why? What will it take to end this delusion? Will we let Mumia die? How many times will we assemble in the streets before we trample on home, tired and beat? How many murderous pigs must we condone before the bullet hits too close to home? How many nooses have to be cinched before we learn the lesson of the Gen of Six? What will it take to end the police occupation? More than chanting at a protest, use your imagination. Police are just another gang with legal power to execute, and California is just another bearer of some strange fruit. Teach. All power to the people.
All right. Up next, we have longtime fighter for justice in our communities here, Larry Aubrey.
All right, yeah. Hey, I'll be very brief. My name is Larry Aubrey, A-U-B-R-Y. I've been in Los Angeles a very long time. Oscar Grant is me. Oscar Grant is you. Oscar Grant is all of us here who give a damn, okay? Oscar Grant, this should not have happened. It's so crazy. It's unbelievable. It's indescribable that this would happen. And it happens every day, folks, in this town, in Oakland, all throughout this country. It happens every single day. This just happens to be a very, very, very blatant example of it. The fact of the matter is it happens all the time. We should not put up with this crap anymore. Thank you very much.
And we'll be having a statement right now from KPFK journalist Didan Kumati.
Ready for the revolution. I'm Didan Kumati with KPFK. Welcome to the Congo. Welcome to Somalia. Welcome to Iraq. Welcome to Afghanistan. This is the kind of oppression our people face all over the world. We face it in South Central every day. KPFK, Pacifica Radio, part of a national radio network, takes the stand of anti-capitalism, anti-imperialism, anti-racism. We support indigenous rights to the settler colony called the United States. Just like KPFK supports the right of Palestinian people, of Irish people, of all people who are the victims of settler colonialism. In a final analysis, the only solution is to raise a political consciousness of the general population. The political consciousness can only be raised by a revolutionary, by a progressive, by anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-class, chauvinist media, educational institutions, publications, internet, and so forth. So we salute all the alternative media. For the bourgeois media here, we ask you to please support the struggle of the masses of the world and not the corporate elites that pay for your goddamn advertisement. We stand ready for the revolution.
With that, I would like to remind... We have one last speaker. Again, I would like to remind before we say that they will be coming down, the family members will be coming down to give a report on what happened in the courtroom, so please stay for that as well. As I would also like to announce that we will be, for folks who are willing to put it out there, the next meeting that we're going to be having here with the Los Angeles Coalition for Justice for Oscar Grant is going to be held on Sunday, January 17th. at Chuco's Justice Center, which is located at 1137 East Redondo Boulevard in Inglewood, California, 90302. And I'll be at 5 p.m. on Sunday, January 17th. We have one more speaker coming up. It's from Answer LA, is Corey.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Corey Escara, and I'm here from the Answer Coalition here in Los Angeles. And we are out here today in solidarity with the family and with Oscar Grant and also all victims of police brutality and aggression. We know in the Answer Coalition that there will be no true justice served in the community until all racist, brutal police officers have been taken off the streets from Los Angeles to San Francisco and across this nation, and those same officers have been brought to justice and have been penalized and put under scrutiny and serve the jail time that they should. We and the Answer Coalition will continue to organize and fight with the people in the streets until all youth that have been systematically criminalized by the LAPD, by any kind of PD across this nation, have been given justice and have been able to live their lives without constant harassment and police brutality. We know that today we must continue the struggle, we must continue the fight, and we must not give up. We must organize with our brothers and sisters in the communities that have been so long oppressed, because there is because this oppression can no longer go on. We will not stand for it. We will rise up and we will get justice for Oscar Grant, for all of the victims of racist police brutality across this nation. Justice for Oscar Grant, no to racist cops out of San Francisco, out of LA, and out of the nation. Thank you.
All right, so with that, I just want to make sure we didn't miss any of the speakers who were lined up to speak. Okay, didn't think so. We went through a lot of them. Well, you guys want us to end with you guys wanted to get a clip of a chant. So we want to close down the press conference. Now, granted, for everybody that's here, the press conference ain't what we out here for. We are out here for each other, for Oscar, for Oscar's family and friends, and to let the entire public out here passing through downtown know about this case. So we don't want anybody going home yet. We want to stay out here and keep this thing going loud and keep this thing going proud for the fam. So don't leave yet. But we wanted to end off the press conference by doing a chant. We want to keep it, you know, with the classic, and I think this one fits very much so. It's a play off the classic, but, you know, as been happening in Oakland, you know, after this case, not only did the Oakland government, you know, the DA, the police, and the mayor all try to, you know, excuse the police officer for it, but the next thing they did was when the people of Oakland stood up strong in defiance and fought for justice in the streets, they declared them as though they were the criminals, as though they were the ones who were the violent ones. But we know that it was the police that are violent, and we know there will be no peace until there is justice in our community. So with that being said, if we get everybody nice and loud, y'all know what it is. No justice, no peace. 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 Justice for Oscar, stop killer cops. 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 Let's keep it moving, y'all. Big up to everybody. Give yourselves a round of applause for being here and supporting the fam. We ain't never going to get justice unless it's all of us, y'all.
Raise your voice, take a stand. We are all Oscar Grant.